Hello, this is Mary with the Pantograph, dated Monday, June 19, 2017. We will begin today's reading on the front page with the article headlined, Twin City Families Get Together, Celebrate Dads, by Kevin Barlow, Dateline Bloomington. For Kevin Semlow of Bloomington, Father's Day is Family Day. After attending the morning service at Journey Church in rural Bloomington, Semlow and his family stayed for the annual Father's Day hog roast at the church on Sunday. His guests included his father, Bruce, father-in-law, Carl Edlund, and three sons, Josiah, Caden, and Isaiah. "It's a great day to have my family here," Kevin Semlow said. "My dad has been a great mentor to me, and my father-in-law has also been a mentor to me. I've learned a lot from them. I've had a lot of fun with them, and they are both great influences on me and my family." The hog roast has become an annual tradition at the church, and Edlund travels from Indianapolis each year to take part. "It's a beautiful day to be humble," he said. "It's humbling and what we should be doing. Of course, over time, we have had our differences, but with God's help, we try to bring our kids up the proper way." Bruce Semlow said he feels honored to have such a great family. "Having a good, solid family means you are never alone," he said. Sunday's message centered around fathers, said Jason Damkohler, the lead pastor at Journey Church. "Father's Day is a significant day," he said. "Our focus is on equipping our fathers so they can turn their hearts back to their children and become the father that God created them to be." Other venues were filled with fathers enjoying the day with their families as well. At Grady's Family Fun Park in Bloomington, Jamie Durham brought his family from Tuscola for the day. "It was kind of my idea," he said. The family, which included his wife, Sierra, and their children, Tessa, Tyson, Kingston, and Vivian, took advantage of the batting cages. Another infant son, Knox, was too young to take his turn. "We have twins, and they celebrated a birthday yesterday, so we have a lot to celebrate," he added. Fathers were able to play miniature golf for free on Sunday, and several took advantage of that. "Usually, I would probably let one of the kids win," said John Sloan of Normal, "but not on my birthday or Father's Day. They have to bring it today." Sloan was competing against his wife, Melissa, 9-year-old daughter, Brenda, and 12-year-old son, Matt. "They kept asking all week what I wanted to do for Father's Day, and it really didn't matter to me," Paul said. "I just wanted to hang out with them and do something fun." Carl Gash and his son, Tyler, were riding their bikes through Miller Park on Sunday. "We ride bikes all of the time, and so this isn't unusual for us on a Sunday," Carl said. "I know we are going to cook out later and then watch some golf. That's a pretty good day." At Anderson Park in Normal, Skylar Manns of Bloomington and his 10-year-old son were playing baseball. "I don't get to see him too much anymore, and it makes you appreciate the times like these," Manns said. Also from page one, headline, Normal to Consider Plans for Sky Zone. Council to Weigh Uptown Underpass, by Derek Bay, Dateline Normal. Normal's next extreme sports attraction could get one step closer to opening Monday. Normal City Council will consider approving a development plan for a local branch of Sky Zone, a Los Angeles-based chain of trampoline parks that hopes to open in a new building near the AMC Classic Normal 14 Theater in December. Ben Hamill, digital marketing manager, declined to discuss the cost of the development in a 20,000-foot building on McKnight Drive that could house trampoline versions of sports, including basketball, dodgeball, and volleyball, climbing walls, and activities with foam, including high jump and jousting. The development plans call for a 3.4-acre lot to be divided into a 2.23-acre lot for Sky Zone and a 1.17-acre lot for future development. The land is part of the Constitution Trail Center development. The center was sold in February to Dallas-based Tabani Group and could be the site of further redevelopment. "It gives us good reason to be hopeful there could be more coming," said Deputy City Manager Pamela Reese of Sky Zone. The council meets 7 p.m. Monday on the fourth floor at Uptown Station. In other business, the council will meet an executive session to discuss matters of probable, imminent, and/or pending litigation. Reese said she did not know what the session is regarding. Officials are not required to disclose the topics of executive session. Mayor Chris Coos said this month the town is still considering legal action against the city of Bloomington for withdrawing from the Metro Zone Revenue Sharing Agreement, which paid Normal $1.2 million annually. The council will also consider approving an underpass with Park as the preferred option for a railroad crossing at Uptown Station. Town staff, consultant W.S.P. Parsons Brinkerhoff of New York City, and public comments all favored that option, the most expensive of the six presented to the town by the consultant. The consultant hasn't yet delivered a cost estimate, but Normal's 2014 Uptown 2.0 plan, which first recommended building an underpass, listed it at $12.7 million and an overpass at $8.6 million. Council members voted in early 2015 to postpone plans for an overpass, which had been designed and funded, and instead research an underpass. Page 3. Local. Storms cause local flooding problems. Area notes almost 4 inches of rain from Saturday's system. By Kevin Barlow. Dateline Bloomington. McLean County took the brunt of a weather system Saturday night that flooded local streets and resulted in at least one water rescue. The thunderstorm caused flooding in Normal and northern McLean County, said Scott Baker, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Lincoln. It ranged anywhere from under 1/4 of an inch, near Leroy, to Lexington, where nearly 4 inches of rain fell, he said. Officially, the NWS reported 3.37 inches of rain fell at a reporting station about 4 miles northeast of Normal. There were no reports of injuries, but the NWS did confirm one woman had to be rescued from her car north of Normal Saturday night. Details were not available Sunday. The Normal Police Department also reported several occupied vehicles were stuck in flooded streets near Uptown Normal Saturday night. The Bloomington Police Department reported some flooding on streets as well. There was also plenty of wind damage from the storms. Ameren, Illinois, reported more than 70 poles and damaged wires were reported Saturday and Sunday. Power had been restored to all central Illinois customers as of Sunday afternoon. More showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for Monday, but Baker said they should not cause additional problems. Any chance of rain will most likely be Monday afternoon. Monday's high will be about 78 degrees. There is also a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. However, that is also a weak system, Baker said, and no heavy rain is expected. Afternoon highs will be around 85 degrees. Group to distribute food on Saturday. By Paul Swetch. Dateline Bloomington. Eastern Illinois Food Bank will have food available for eligible families from 10 to 11:30 a.m. June 24th at the Regional Alternative School, 408 West Washington Street, Bloomington. McLean County residents who meet income eligibility criteria are welcome. Attendees are asked to bring bags or boxes to transport food. To be eligible, a household income must be at or below 185% of the federal poverty level, or $3,746 a month for a family of four. The distribution is part of Eastern Illinois Food Bank's Food Mobile program that brings food to areas of need. Through the program, local companies and organizations are invited to contribute toward a one-day distribution of food or participate in the distribution. Eastern Illinois Food Bank works with food pantries in 17 counties, including McLean, Livingston, DeWitt, Piatt, and Ford, said Christian Bosch, Vice President of Development and Community Partnerships. According to Feeding America, the nation's network of food banks, 14% of Eastern Illinois residents sometimes lack adequate access to food. Information on other food mobiles and distributions, and on how to volunteer, can be found at www.eifoodbank.org. Continuing from the local section, business achievements. Headline, Childs joins Shive Hattery, Dateline Bloomington. Mark Childs, P-E-S-E, has joined Shive Hattery as a structural engineer. Childs is a graduate of the University of Illinois and has more than 10 years of experience in structural engineering. He will serve clients in the commercial, education, government, and industrial markets in the Bloomington-Normal area. Shive Hattery is an architectural and engineering firm with an office in Bloomington. Other offices are located in Chicago and Moline, Illinois, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and West Des Moines, Iowa, and Valparaiso, Indiana. For more information, visit www.shive-hattery.com. Area calendar, Monday. Registration for Kokodima String Garden, 10 a.m. to noon, July 6th, Normal Public Library. Tinker Tots, STEAM-based program, 10 a.m., Bloomington Public Library, Community Room, ages 3 to 5. Bath Bombs and Sugar Scrub DIY Project, 1:30 p.m., Bloomington Public Library, Community Room, grades 6 to 12. Read by Design Book Games, 6:30 p.m., Bloomington Public Library Story Room, ages 3 to 7. Spotlight Book, If I Built a Car, by Chris Van Dusen. Brutalist Architecture, 7 p.m., Bloomington Public Library Community Room, Speaker, Architect Ed Berry, Farnsworth Group. Tuesday, Connect Transit Community Engagement Session, 5 to 6 p.m., McLean County History Museum, 200 North Main Street, Bloomington. Obituaries. Betty Edwards, Pontiac. Betty Jean Edwards, 91, of Pontiac, passed away at 11:13 p.m. Friday, June 16, 2017, at The Point, Pontiac. Her funeral will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday at the First United Methodist Church, Pontiac, with the Reverend Gretchen Steinbaugh officiating. Burial will follow in Southside Cemetery, Pontiac. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to services at the church. Memorials in her name may be left to the First United Methodist Church or a charity of the donor's choice. Calvert and Martin Funeral Home, Pontiac, is handling the arrangements. Donald Gronert, Normal. Donald Fred Gronert, 85, of Normal, was called to rest at 9:30 a.m. on June 14, 2017, at Meadows Mennonite Retirement Home, Meadows. His funeral service will be at 10 a.m. on Friday at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Bloomington, with Pastor Chad D. Luke officiating. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. Thursday at Kibler Bradley Rustman Memorial Home, Bloomington. Military rites will be accorded. Interment will be in Elm Lawn Memorial Park, Elmhurst. Memorials may be made to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Stained Glass Fund. Cordelia Kurtz, Peoria. Cordelia Kurtz, 103, of Peoria, passed away at 9 a.m. Thursday, June 15, 2017, at Hawthorne Inn, Peoria. Private services were held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, June 17, 2017, at Bellflower Township Cemetery, with Andy Baker of River Valley Church of Christ, Fisher, officiating. Cordelia was born June 22, 1913, the daughter of John Edward Warner and Cordelia Delia Lawrence Warner, on the family farm south of Foosland. She married Fred R. Kurtz on November 27, 1935. He preceded her in death on June 30, 1991. She is survived by one son, Craig, Peoria, three grandchildren, Sarah, Dufendach, St. Louis, Missouri, Paul, Erfurt, Germany, and Rachel, Mahomet. Memorials may be directed to Little Galilee Christian Camp, 7539 Little Galilee Road, Clinton, Illinois, 61727. Eileen Lancaster, 90, of Normal, passed away at 11:36 p.m. on June 10, 2017, in Fresno, California. Funeral services will be held at noon on Tuesday at Christ Lutheran Church, 311 North Hersey Road, Normal, with the Reverend Jonathan Hune officiating. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to noon at the church, and interment will be in East Lawn Memorial Gardens, Bloomington. Memorials may be made to Christ Lutheran Church, Normal. Mary Carolyn Cook Piercy, St. Augustine, Florida. Mary Carolyn Cook Piercy, 93, passed away on June 13, 2017, at Glenn Moore Healthcare Center, St. Augustine, Florida. She was born June 17, 1923, in Christopher, at her parents' home. Visitation will be from 3 to 7 p.m. Wednesday at Pearson's Funeral Home, 149 Breckenridge Lane, Louisville, Kentucky. Private burial at Cave Hill Cemetery, Louisville, Kentucky. As an expression of sympathy, your tax-deductible donation may be sent to PEO, Program for Continuing Education, 3700 Grand Avenue, Des Moines, Iowa, 50312. Graduations, Eastern Illinois University, Bloomington, Dateline. Pantograph area residents were among recent graduates of Eastern Illinois University, Charleston. By city, they are Bloomington, Paisley D. Adams, B.A., Rachel C. Brown, B.A., Stephanie G. Burrow, M.S., Caitlin M. Crossan, B.A., Natasha M. Edge, B.S., Christopher M. Fryer, B.M., Sarah M. Gibbons, B.S., Taylor M. Hacker, B.S.C.D., Julie A. James, B.S., Allison N. Johnson, B.S., Rose M. Maioli, B.S., Ashlyn R. Paul, B.S., Miranda A. Pearson, B.S., and Karina P. Robles, B.S. Normal, Jordan A. Brummett, B.F.A., Tyler S. Haar, B.M., Reed A. Sanken, M.A., and Marie S. Tyner, M.S. Peace Meals. The Peace Meal Nutrition Program offers a noon meal Monday through Friday for people aged 60 and older at various McLean County and DeWitt County locations. Reservations for the meals must be made by noon one day in advance by calling the number listed with the meal site as follows. Normal Community Activity Center, 309-888-9099. Chenoa Senior Citizen Center, 815-945-5701. Danvers Fire Department Meeting Room, 309-963-4083. Leroy United Methodist Church, 309-962-7091. Lexington Community Building, 309-365-8415. Harvest Table, Saybrook, 309-475-5106. DeWitt County Friendship Center, Clinton, 217-935-9411. Weldon Community Building, Weldon, 217-736-2322. Santa Ana Township Hall, Farmer City, 309-928-3321, and Hayworth Shirley, 800-543-1770. For general information on Peace Meals, call 800-543-1770. Names and Faces. Graduate, UIC. Melvin, Hannah K. Niemi Corley, daughter of Brian and Catherine Corley of Melvin, has graduated from the University of Illinois at Chicago, Peoria campus, with her doctorate in nursing practice, specializing as a family nurse practitioner. She received her undergraduate degree in nursing at Illinois Wesleyan University. She plans to work for OSF as a prompt care provider in the Bloomington Normal area. Graduate, Colorado College, Bloomington. Margaret Turner of Bloomington graduated from Colorado College, Colorado Springs, Colorado, with a bachelor's degree in molecular biology. She is a graduate of Normal Community High School. Graduate, Findlay, Downs. Michaela Machievsky of Downs has graduated summa cum laude from the University of Findlay, Findlay, Ohio, with a Bachelor of Science in Equine Business Management and Equestrian Studies. Scholarship. ALMH. Lincoln. Emma O'Donohue of Lincoln has received the 2017 Healthcare Career Scholarship Award from the Abraham Lincoln Memorial Hospital Foundation. She will receive a total of $20,000 over 4 years. The scholarship includes an agreement to work her first job upon graduation at Abraham Lincoln Memorial Hospital, Lincoln. She is a 2017 graduate of Lincoln Community High School and plans to attend Illinois State University to earn a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. Graduates, Elmhurst, Bloomington. Two Bloomington residents recently graduated from Elmhurst College. Mary Lawrence received a Bachelor of Science degree, and Stephanie Sinaitis received a Bachelor of Arts degree. Scholarship, St. Ambrose. Hayworth. Leah Taylor of Hayworth, a recent graduate of University High School in Normal, has received a full tuition scholarship to St. Ambrose University, Davenport, Iowa, starting this fall. She was also offered early admittance to the university's Doctor of Physical Therapy program. Graduates. Loris, Bloomington. Two Pantograph area residents have graduated from Loris College, Dubuque, Iowa. Dallas R. Knapp of Bloomington earned a Bachelor of Arts in Politics and International Studies. Evan J. Weaver of Normal earned a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science. Graduate, Midwestern, Bloomington. Jan P. Bishop of Bloomington has completed the Doctor of Dental Medicine degree of the College of Dental Medicine, Arizona, of Midwestern University. He is the son of Bill and Linda Bishop. He graduated from University High School in 2007 and earned a Bachelor of Science in Biology from Illinois State University in 2011. He plans to practice dentistry in Phoenix, Arizona. Graduates, Methodist, Bloomington. Pantograph area residents were among recent graduates from Methodist College, Peoria, receiving Bachelor of Science in Nursing degrees. From Bloomington, Ashley Beyer, Matt Glover, Ursula Kundig, Stephanie Martin, Heather Preston, Kimberly Ramirez, Joshua Wilhelmi. From Congerville, Clayton Schumacher. From Eureka, Brandon Mones. From Normal, Sydney Marchell, Zach Smith. From Secor, Grace Watson. From Tremont, Lauren Juchens. Graduate, Monmouth, Bloomington. Benjamin Schweitzer, the son of Michael and Donna Schweitzer of Bloomington, has graduated from Monmouth College with a degree in business administration. Graduates, Augustana, Bloomington. Pantograph area residents were among recent graduates of Augustana College, Rock Island. From Dwight, Amanda Holmes, Biology, Neuroscience and Biochemistry, Kiefer Kios, Biology, Spanish for Professional Use and Spanish. From Dana, Melissa Coons, Psychology and Public Health. From Bloomington, McKee Jackson, Psychology, Studio Art and Women's and Gender Studies. Ian Martin, Business Administration, Finance and Music Composition. Sophia Oakes, Biology and Public Health. Taylor Way, Communication Studies and French. From Normal, Brittany Pointer, Biology, Business Administration, Management and Environmental Studies. Caitlin Sloan, Communication Studies and Political Science. From Pontiac, Eric Mattia, D. Mattia, Math Education and Mathematics. Section B, Sports. Headline, Cushing captures Bloomington Normal Match Play Crown. Three-time champ qualifies for BNGA Hall of Fame with title. By Jim Benson, Bloomington. Mike Cushing doesn't consider himself worthy to be mentioned among the best in Bloomington Normal's illustrious golf history. Anyone watching Cushing's clutch play down the stretch in Sunday's 99th Bloomington Normal City Match Play Championship final against Brandon Mounts would respectfully disagree. You might even say it was a Hall of Fame performance. Cushing shot 3-under par for the last 8 holes, sinking clutch putts on the last 6 to earn a 2-1 victory over Mounts at Prairie Vista Golf Course. I didn't feel like I gave him any opportunity on the back 9, said Cushing, who was 4-under par for 35 holes in breezy conditions. I felt I played well all week. It was the third match play crown for Cushing, who also won in 2012 and 2013. More importantly, Cushing, who will turn 42 this week, now has the required 6 Bloomington Normal Golf Association titles, 3 in the two-man best position, to qualify for the BNGA Hall of Fame, and will be inducted following the medal play on August 6th at Bloomington Country Club. I would really like to win a medal play, said Cushing, who is the 16th playing member of the Hall of Fame. It might not be this year. I've seemed to be relatively lucky with match play. Cushing knew he got a lucky break Sunday when Mounts, 20, had a chance to square the match heading to the final 9 holes. However, Mounts 3-putted from 20 feet on number 9. Cushing, who hit his second shot over the green, halved the hole with bogey to retain a 1-up advantage. When Cushing stuffed his approach shot 3 feet away on number 10 and sank the birdie putt, he had a brief two-up lead. Mounts answered with an 8-foot birdie putt on the 11th. From there, Cushing's long putter kept him ahead. He sank 3 to 5 footers on every green the rest of the way, including on number 13 for a birdie to regain an important two-up lead. Mounts struggled on the greens most of the day, leaving many putts short, and missed a 12-foot eagle on the par 5 16th and a 6-footer for birdie on number 17. "I hit the ball today about as well as I did any day, but I just didn't get anything in the hole," said Mounts, who was playing in his first final. "The greens were about a foot slower because of overnight rains. I was leaving every putt short, and toward the end I started to try and hit them harder and hit them through the break." Cushing was worried about his putting after Saturday's semifinal victory over Dustin Koth. "Every putt yesterday seemed to be left to right. Today they were straight or slightly right to left," said Cushing. "I could just see the line better. The greens, and this has nothing to do with Prairie Vista, were just a hair slower with the half inch or inch of rain we had. They were softer, but the golf course was great all week." Mounts took an early two-up lead at the start. Cushing suffered a bogey on number 2 before Mounts eagled the par 5 fourth. Cushing got the match all square with a birdie on number 7 and Mounts' bogey on the 10th. A 3-putt bogey on number 12 temporarily put Cushing one down before he won 3 of the next 4 holes, capped by a 15-foot eagle on number 16. The lead went back to 1-up heading into the second round after Cushing 3-putted the 18th. I got down a couple early, but we're all truly not that good," said Cushing. "We're going to make a few mistakes." He gave me a few back. From there, I thought I played really well. My only bogeys came on 3-putts. Even when Cushing didn't have much green to work with after putting his second shot in the bunker on the par 4 17th, he didn't blink. He deftly left himself a downhill 4-footer for par. After Mounts missed, Cushing calmly rolled in his putt to win the longest title match since 2010. "He was doing what he had to, tying me at the end," said Mounts, who will be a junior on Bradley's golf team. "He had a great up and down to finish. That's what it takes to win. I think the only difference today was the flat stick putter. The wind was relatively light during the week, but it kicked up considerably Sunday and resembled the qualifying round 8 days ago when no one shot better than 71. Not that Cushing was complaining about having some wind. I feel like I can control my distance very well in the wind, especially with the irons," he said. "My driver sometimes gets haywired, but usually my distance control is there." Continuing with sports, Red Hot Boomers Sweep Belters by Randy Reinhardt. Dateline Normal. It stands to reason the Schaumburg Boomers' blistering pace will slacken. Maintaining a winning rate on the high side of 75% would be a Herculean task. Yet even if the Boomers do descend into any type of skid, Normal will not own 1 acre of that property. Scalding hot Schaumburg completed a 3-game sweep of the Corn Belters on Sunday with a 6-3 triumph before a corn crib crowd of 1,512, and closed the season series with a 5-1 record over Normal. "They are a very good team, and they are hot at the same time, and we're not," Normal manager Brooks Carey said. "They're playing really good baseball, that's for sure. They are going to be a tough team to beat in that division. I'm glad we don't have to see them anymore." Temporarily short on starting pitchers, Carey gave the start to closer Sean Blackwell. The Boomers, who improved to 25-8 and comfortably lead the Frontier League's East Division, reached Blackwell for 3 first-inning runs. League batting leader Seth Spivey's single drove in Kyle's Ruchim, Kenny Townsend's ground rule double chased home, Josh Gardner and Spivey scored on a Sean Godfrey infield hit. Blackwell, 4-1, gave up 5 runs, 3 earned, in 3 innings while striking out 3 and walking 3. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the Pantograph, June 19th, 2017. Please stay tuned.